President John Mahama has been briefed on by security chiefs on the security situation generally in the country. Heads of National Security, Ghana Armed Forces and the Ghana Police met with the President at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Briefing the media after the emergency meeting, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, said from the briefing, security is stable and the men are on top of their job.
The leadership of our security agencies, namely National Security, the Army, and the Ghana Police. The briefing was generally about the security situation, and from all indications, every effort is being made by the security agencies to deal with all the security challenges that confront us. As you will all appreciate, the situation is generally okay.
Mr. Yariga said the president was also briefed extensively on the recent acts of violence in Kumasi by the acting IGP Mohammed Al-Hassan. He said the situation has been brought under control and people should not panic. Mr. Al-Hassan assured the president that the police is ready to increase their strength on the grounds to ensure that residents are safe and protected. Mr. Yariga appealed to the media to give accurate reportage on such issues so as not to inflame passions and aggravate situations further.
There has been some reports of activities in Kumasi which have occupied some media attention, but all those are steps taken to deal with the security situation on the ground in Kumasi. What I can say for now is that we have a very stable situation, and I think that people should feel okay. There shouldn't be any cause for alarm. Everything is under control. The security chiefs clearly have their handle on all the issues that they ought to be dealing with. And so my appeal to the media especially is to try and then give accurate reportage of the situation on the ground.
Some arrests have been made in Kumasi and the culprits screened. According to the acting IGP, those found to be innocent have been released. 70 people have been arraigned before court and others put on remand. Mr. Al-Hassan said some items have been retrieved from various hideouts for evidence.